Hi, I'm Connor Gillivan from freeup.com, and you're listening to the Marketing for Owners podcast.
Hello, it's me, John Butt, of the Marketing for Owners podcast. Wednesday is our expert interview day, and today we are talking to Connor Gillivan. Connor is the CMO and co-founder of freeup.com, with three E's, by the way, if you're looking it up. Now, before founding FreeUp, an online hiring marketplace, Connor co-founded and served as the CEO of his first e-commerce company that went on to sell over $20 million worth of products on Amazon.com. Connor's building it through a referral program that utilizes happy clients. Fortunately for us, he's passionate about sharing his experiences with others. And today he tells us how a referral program can be instigated in your business too. Now, there's no need to write down too many notes, as we have a full write-up explanation for you at marketingforowners.com/podcast/668 with all the links and his advice. But enough of my rambling on. Let's go meet Connor Gillivan. Hello, Connor. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. In fact, I gave a quick introduction of you at the start, but can you tell us how and where you got started and a bit more about you?
Yeah, of course. So I got my start in entrepreneurship and then slowly worked my way into marketing while I was still studying business and economics at university. So my current business partner, whose name is Nathan Hirsch, him and I were in a business law class together, and he was playing around with the idea of starting to purchase textbooks back from students and sell them on the Amazon marketplace that was quickly growing. And this was around 2009, 2010. And he messaged me just one day and asked me, you know, he had heard that I was interested in entrepreneurship and asked me if I wanted to get involved. And so that was really the kind of the starting point to my entrance to entrepreneurship. And over the next 3 or 4 years or so, him, myself, and then a third co-founder that joined the team, we ended up building the business to work with a lot of dropship suppliers around the United States. And we built certain technology to sell their products through Amazon, make that process a lot easier. And we ended up selling over, you know, we're managing over 500,000 products on the Amazon marketplace. So it became a pretty big operation. And in that process, we had to hire a lot of people. We were managing all these products and these supplier relationships. And so we ended up hiring some people in-house. We had an office here where I'm located in Orlando, Florida. And then we also hired about 30 remote freelancers who were helping us with various tasks of running the business. And through those experiences, we ran into some more frustrations and really didn't love the hiring platforms that we had been working with. To name a few, we were using places like Elance, Odesk, and now what's become Upwork.com. Mm-hmm. And we saw that we were spending a lot of time up front trying to post the job, interview the people, and then try to make the best hire, when at the end of the day, we really didn't know if it was going to work out or not. And so that was the whole idea behind starting the business FreeUp that I'm working on today. And it's all about allowing business owners to hire the top 1% of remote freelancers that specialize within e-commerce, digital marketing, and web development and web design. So that's a little bit of an introduction to myself. I'm currently the CMO at that company and handle a lot of the marketing and advertising strategies.
Wow. That's and that's good. I love it when people scratch their own itch and create something, because that's where the best ones come out from. But but it's also interesting that you started back in college. Sounds very Facebook like. But so shame Facebook had already been invented, eh? Could have been a billionaire.
Right?
But this selling on Amazon, I mean, the number of products you said, that sounds like busy work. Is it very busy? Is there a point where you have to get over a certain size for it to become profitable?
Yeah, definitely. So the way that we were working with suppliers as well was through dropship relationships. So we weren't actually holding the inventory at all. We were working with people that were making the products that were able to make them, hold them in their warehouse, but then we're just looking for someone to actually represent them on Amazon. So as we received orders, we would send the information to the supplier, and then they would ship it out to the customer for us. So that was what allowed us to really increase our inventory to that high level. But it is a lot of busy work, because when you're working with dropship relationships, a huge factor of it is making sure that you're only selling products that are actually in stock. And so you receive a lot of updates from suppliers, and depending on the size of them, it could be daily, it could be weekly or monthly. And then it's your job to make sure that you're updating that into your Amazon storefront. So there is a lot of busy work involved in that process of managing the inventory.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I run an e-commerce business myself, and we have efficient systems, but somebody mm-hmm. could be buying something right as someone else is about to order it, and they go through. We actually phone. I mean, we don't sell cheap things like books, so we actually phone mm-hmm. people up, and if that happens, and tell them it's out of stock, and do they want their money back, and let us know. And almost for us, we sell fire safety gear, almost over 90% of the time, people say, "No, I'll wait." It's great.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky. But for other people, that generally gets a 1-star review.
Yeah, so. that's a good point too, because we ended up getting into selling a lot of other more goods, like we were selling a lot of toys and children's products, and then also a lot of home goods. And so when we did run into situations like those, we had a process too where someone from our team would be reaching out to these people, and like you said, for the most part, they were okay to wait. It's just actually reaching out to them and making sure they get that phone call.
Yeah, it's amazing what good old-fashioned customer service can do when combined with modern marketing. So remember, listener, you cannot get out of dealing direct with your customer. They still are people. And I just want to very quickly touch on the fact of on the thing of drop shipping, because a lot of people mm-hmm. don't quite understand the concept where you're, in effect, selling other people's products. They're shipping mm-hmm. it out for you. You're not inventorying it. And a lot of people say, who've not done this, say, well, hang on, surely if you do well at it, the people will just copy and do it themselves. Can you just explain why they don't, why that doesn't happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So in specific to Amazon, the biggest thing about it was that we as a company, we had an expertise at selling on Amazon. And if anyone's listening, or if you have any experience with it, Amazon is in a whole different beast when it comes to selling online. They have policies and procedures that you have to stay in line with. They have specific metrics to do with how many orders you cancel, how many orders you refund, if you're including tracking on every single order. They have all these things in place to make sure that you as a seller are creating as high of a level of customer service and customer experience as possible. And so a lot of these people, suppliers that were making the products, they didn't necessarily have that expertise of selling on Amazon or selling through, let's say, a Shopify store or a WooCommerce store. They were best at actually making the product. And what they would do is they had relationships with big box stores where they would just ship out these products in bulk. And so when Amazon came onto the scene and the whole internet and e-commerce became another way for them to start selling their products, they found people like us, like our company, who specialized in selling on Amazon and could help them capitalize on that sales channel that they weren't utilizing before.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a great way of selling if you can harness it. I mean, in effect, they are wholesalers, aren't they? They're not usually. They don't like mm-hmm. dealing with it's to a lot of people, they won't understand this, but some companies just do not want the hassle of dealing with actual customers. They like sending out. We used to have, when I started my fire safety business, we used one particular company in the UK. Dropshipping wasn't a term back then. I had to mm-hmm. explain to them, and they did it for us. And eventually they actually asked us to find another supplier. They're still good friends. They're actually still our second biggest supplier. They asked us to find another supplier because we were keeping them too busy. They're used to shipping stuff out on pallets, not like three here, three there. And it's so funny because we're now the largest online fire safety company in the country, and we joke about it because they kind of regret now saying, find another supplier. But there you go. They are in a way using customers. It's almost like a referral program. They're using other people to actually market their goods. And I'm interested that now with your new business, you're building it up through using a referral program, aren't you? So, and this isn't really an affiliate program as such, or is it? So I want to talk about your referral program, because having customers do the selling for you is pretty much a no-brainer, as far as I can see. You can just go lie on a beach somewhere while they all do all the selling for you. So can you explain to us what your referral program is and kind of how that works?
Yeah, I would love to. So the referral program, among a number of other marketing strategies that we had identified when we first started FreeUp, was one of those things that we thought we could really make unique because of how the FreeUp business works. So we're billing business owners on an hourly basis for the freelancers that they hire and then utilize to help grow their business. And so we wanted to find a way to not only, you know, offer a, let's say, a percentage of every client that they brought in, or a certain dollar amount, which is very common within certain affiliate or referral programs. Some of the, you know, really good examples are like PayPal and Airbnb and Uber. They all, once you're a user, they give you that opportunity then to pass out a code that then gives your friend $20 to come and try it out. And so for us, we wanted to make it a referral program that offered a higher incentive as the referrer actually became more involved. And so the way that our referral program works is we pay our clients 50 cents for every hour that's billed to anyone that they refer forever. So John, if you were to, you know, if you were to refer someone to FreeUp and they started billing, 100 hours per week, let's say, over a number of different workers, you as the referrer are going to receive $50 every single week. And if you're hiring workers, that's just going to be directly subtracted out of your weekly bill. And if you're not hiring any workers, you're just going to be sent that amount every week on a recurring fashion. And as you refer more people and they start to bill more hours, you can accumulate more referral earnings. Nice. And so that's really the logistics of how our referral program works. We actually built it up so that on the back end, we have it all linked into our software. Yeah. So that there's a unique URL that every single user gets once they create their account. And then anytime they refer that out to someone, whether it's through social media or through an email, and that person signs up through that link, it's going to be directly linked to their account. So they receive that referral money.
Did you program that yourself, or was this an off-the-shelf something that you used?
So we decided to program it ourselves because our whole software for the company is custom built. So our tech founder was the one who actually built the back end of the affiliate program or the referral program. Okay. But there are a lot of and as you probably know, there are a lot of affiliate or referral softwares out there where you can do a very similar thing.
There are, and some modern sort of e-commerce softwares have got various different programs built in, so it's worth having a look at that. But this really can work for any business in some way. Most people have to just figure out how it will work for themselves. So let's sort of dive into the tactics of how to set up a referral program. Now, firstly, where do we start?
Yeah, of course. So I personally think something that a lot of business owners overlook when they're first starting their business, or they're getting it off the ground, they're in the first few years of existence, is not tapping into their most loyal customers. So this is something that we've really seen value in and have taken advantage of since we started FreeUp, because we had a lot of early adopters to this idea of, you know, being able to hire a reliable freelancer very quickly without having to do the interviewing and vetting. And they just loved it from the get-go and were very interested in the business and wanted to kind of know what was going on at all times. And so I think the first thing you need to do when you're thinking about creating your referral program is identify that top, let's say, 10% of your users that really love what you're doing and that are going to be your biggest word of mouth proponent as you create this program. Because if you can get them involved in the process of actually building the program, they'll feel like they own it even more, and they'll have the want to share it out to their communities as it's actually getting built.
And how do you contact them? I mean, what do you do with them, these people, once you've identified? So you can go through your list, you can export your list and see, you know, these people buy the most, they order the most often, or they spend the most money or whatever. What do you do with them then?
Yeah, so what we like to do is, we personally reach out to them, and we have pretty close relationships with most of our clients, just because they're doing a lot of hiring. They're always asking us questions and looking for advice. But one thing we also did was we use Skype a lot for communication with our clients. So we created, you know, a common group chat that was more for these high user customers, so that we had a place that we could always communicate with them. And then we also created a special Facebook group for these people, so that we could easily give them updates and communicate with them there as well, obviously depending on which communication method they preferred most. So I would encourage anyone listening to find a place, you know, online or whatever it may be, so that you can bring these people together and easily give them messages or opportunities to give you feedback.
And do you give them a name? Do you give them a sort of group name? Do you call them the Platinum Program or Gold Customers or anything like that? Do you actually label them?
So we haven't done that, but that could definitely be done, and that just kind of adds into the, you know, that feeling that they are a part of this exclusive group within the company, where maybe, you know, they're feeling like they're actually contributing to the growth of the business.
Because that is a thing a lot of people have used in creating communities, is to give them a name and then give them a sense of belonging. I mean, a perfect example is sports team fans. Generally, there is a nickname for people, and people just love to have a name, don't they? I like that. It's funny, a lot of people I speak to, I always encourage people to speak to their top customers, but a lot of people are worried because they don't want to spoil the relationship, it's a strange thought to me, because the reason people buy from you a lot is because they actually like you. There are choices.
Right.
And I always think it's strange when people say, oh, I don't want to go speak to them. What if they tell us they don't like us? I think, well, why would they be buying? So go for it. Ask them. But then, so you're picking out those, but what about building out the basics of the program? I mean, how do you go about that?
Yeah, for sure. So the way that I like to pose it is, and what I kind of explained before, is you want to think of how you can incentivize these loyal customers and even customers in the future to actually share your product or your service with their friends. So you want to give them some sort of incentive that is going to, you know, make their life better, usually in the form of money, so that they'll be inclined to actually share out your unique URL. And like I said, when we were coming up with it, we wanted to try to be creative with our solution. But there are very common ways that referral programs can be set up, whether you're offering a certain dollar amount or you're offering a percentage of each sale. So I know a big one is Shopify. I believe they offer a certain percentage of every person that signs up. So you receive, I think it's maybe 15 to 20% of the monthly subscription fee for that person that signs up. So that's a very common way to set up a referral program. Let's say if you have a software that you're selling as a monthly subscription or as a service. And then in terms of, let's say an e-commerce store, you could also set it up a similar way, where you're giving them a cut of each sale that comes from them putting out your product to their community. And if people come in and start to purchase from their link, they're going to get a cut of each sale as well.
And there's also models such as the Dropbox model, where it gives you I mean, in Dropbox, I don't know if they still do it like this. When you refer someone, they give you extra storage, or they used to. Others might give you a discount off your future spending and things like that. There are quite a few ways of doing it. But did you actually test anything? Or did your method just work straight off the bat?
We didn't test actually, which is out of the norm for us, because we usually like to have different options and see which works. But we went with the one that we came up with there. I think we might have actually tested the amount. So like I said, it's 50 cents for every hour that's billed to those clients that we referred. But I think when we started, we were playing between 25 cents and a dollar and trying to find the right amount that would work best for the company and then also incentivize the people that we're going to be referring.
Yeah, I think that makes sense as well. And also in testing, if you actually get it right straight off, then quite often there's no need to do anything else. There's plenty to be busy with in work. And if you get something right straight away, leave it. Just work with it. So, but now we're talking about referrers. A lot of people are thinking, well, how on earth does that work? How do you know when somebody has when I've referred somebody, as opposed to someone just finding you on Google or whatever? How do you track it? How does that work?
Sure. So the biggest thing, like I was saying, is it usually comes down to this unique URL that is linked to each user or to each person that signs up for the referral program. And so there's really a couple of options. If you have someone technical on your team, that's familiar with affiliate or referral programs, they can build this out pretty easily based off of the different users that you have in your software or your program. But if you don't have that and you're looking for a simpler solution, there are plenty of programs or plugins and apps that you can just build right into your website. So I know for Shopify, when I've been running a few Shopify stores, there's plenty of apps. I think there's one called Affiliately that you can easily add on to your Shopify store, and then that creates a page where someone can come sign up as a referrer, create their own account. You can provide them with marketing materials, and then they have their unique URL right there in that page that they can refer out to people. And as others come in through their link, it's going to be associated with that person's account. So there are a lot of very simple solutions, thanks to the developer communities out there that are building these apps and plugins for the different website builders.
Yeah, and I mean, on our e-commerce sites, we use a software called Xcart. We've used it forever, so no reason to change. And nice. They have a built-in affiliate program. And in the past, we've used iDev Affiliate and so on as an add-on. And the way these things work, once somebody pretty much does their own work, they just sign up and the system just creates individual things. And I guess if you think that's a bit tricky and you can't get onto your site, I guess you can come to FreeUp, hire one of your people, and they'll do it for you.
Although, yeah, that's also true.
Yes, which I'll mention, although there are others.
But, of course.
So you've got that. So you've identified your most loyal customers. You've built out the basics of the theory of how the referral is going to work. You've created the tracking mechanism. And as with anything, 80% of the people will sit back and think, well, there you go, job done. Let's wait for people to queue up and knock on the door. But but we all know that you actually have to market this thing and you actually have to encourage people to do it. So as well as marketing it, how do you explain to people how it works and how easy it is? I mean, it sounds like it could be quite an effort. How do you do it?
Yeah, for sure. So I think I totally agree with you. An affiliate or a referral program can be a pretty tricky thing to explain if you try to go too much into detail. And so we like to keep everything pretty simple when it comes to our marketing lingo and our content with FreeUp, just because it makes it a lot easier for people to understand and to get behind. And so for us, the main content that we offer is on our own referral page that easily breaks down, what they're going to be making. It provides a few scenarios of examples of if this were to happen, this is what you'd start earning. And these are the four very simple steps to actually sign up and grab your unique tracking URL and start to refer people. So we just try to keep everything as simple as possible and give the referrer what they need to be successful with the program.
You have to be careful as well with sort of suggesting how much people could earn, Hunter. You can fall foul of, I think in America, the FTC and in the UK, advertising standards agencies and all sorts, because if you start to tell people, wow, you could earn $10,000 a week,
right.
You might be getting in trouble. What's the little disclaimer line? It's something like, you may not do quite as well as we tell you.
Yeah, exactly. We can't guarantee anything, but this is, you know, if this would, this could be the hypothetical if you were to do XYZ, or here's a case study of someone who's had success with the program and, you know, they've done these things to help promote it to their communities.
Do you find that that only a small percentage of the people who do it actually manage to do well with it, or are you finding it easier to adopt?
For sure. So I think it very much depends on how you want to define that success. We have some influencers that we've created relationships with that, you know, have their own communities of, let's say, e-commerce business owners that they consult on a regular basis. And for them, they're, you know, they're creating videos to explain why they enjoy using FreeUp, and they're, you know, they're creating content to explain how to actually use the FreeUp platform. So for them, they're seeing a lot of success in terms of the referral program, and it's making a lot of the workers that they hire very highly discounted or even free, or they're just taking that money and driving it back into their consultancy business. But I would say a majority of the people that are utilizing the referral program will see, a decent discount on their weekly bill, but it's nothing that they're going to write home about or, you know, stop working for. But it is something that helps out in their weekly bills for their workers.
Hmm. And once you've got that, now, what about the rest of the marketing, or how do you integrate it in? I mean, you can't, because it obviously we're talking about this and it makes it sound like a beautiful thing. It sounds easy. Hey, we
right.
don't, like I said, we just go back down to the beach and all our marketing is done for us. But it's not quite like that. So how do you kind of mix it in with your day-to-day marketing?
For sure. So there's a good amount of ways that you can do this. It's kind of your first touch point information as someone actually signs up to be a user. So anytime that, for us, when someone actually signs up to be a client through FreeUp, they get a personal phone call from someone on our team welcoming them and asking if they have any questions. And on this phone call, we always, at the end, just leave them with the information about the referral program. Nothing crazy, nothing too salesy, just, hey, we have an awesome referral program. It's on pace this year to pay out over $150,000 to our referrers. You know, if you think there are other people who would be interested, make sure to go into your account, click the referral button, use your URL, and make sure that you get some kickback for those people that you refer as well. So that's one way you can easily do it if you have touch points with your customers. Another one is just through email campaigns as well and social media. So if you, let's say you're owning an e-commerce store and someone's had a great purchase, and you know that the tracking says the orders have gotten there, and you know that the customer's had a good experience, you might shoot an email out to them saying that you have this affiliate or referral program that if they refer any of their friends to purchase products, you know, they'll get a certain kickback for that. So it's really just working it into your daily touch points with your different customers to make sure that the message about it is constantly getting out there, and that it's very simple so that they can easily sign up. They can easily push that information out to their communities.
Hmm. Do you make yours only available to clients?
No. So if you're not a client, you can also just create an account and be an affiliate as well. Be a referrer.
I know some people will only, have it on sort of client side. I think Evernote even will give a referral code, but only to people who are users of Evernote. And I think it's, I mean, it depends what you do really, but it is quite helpful if your referrer has used your product. I mean, that's so, but it depends what your product is. And have you considered of you know, whether you would just make it, or it's almost a benefit of being a client. Have you considered that, or do you just think you might as well expand it and let anyone sell it?
Yeah, we've definitely discussed that internally and tried to figure out the best thing. We haven't really had any bad experiences with someone not being a FreeUp client, and usually people who do sign up to just be a referrer at first actually do become a client over time, just from interacting with the business and continuing to learn more about us. So that's kind of, we've allowed people to be referrers without being a client at first, just because we've had a good experience with creating a relationship with them then, and then offering them the ability to hire any freelancers that they need to.
That's actually a very interesting point, isn't it? So by allowing people to spread the word and for them to then see others using it, it might actually encourage them to use it once or more themselves.
Exactly.
Interesting. I'd also like to discuss, it may not be so applicable to your system, but how you can make this work offline. So, for instance, if you're landscape gardener, something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone can have a referral program if you're a hairdresser or a salon, mm-hmm. or something. So can you give some ideas of how you can make it work offline?
Yeah, of course. So completely agree. Referral programs can be something that you tap into your loyal customers for, whether you're online or offline. And just to kind of go into one of your examples, let's say there's someone that owns a landscaping company. Usually when you have a landscaping company, you have a pretty good relationship with your different customers. You're going to their homes maybe once a week. You're cutting their lawn, you're trimming their hedges, you're doing all these different things and helping them out in that way. And you may run into them as you're doing your job. So you usually create a good relationship with them. And I think an easy way then is just maybe you print out some flyers that say, hey, if you know anyone else on the block that would be interested in using us for, you know, maintaining their lawn, we'd love to give you either a $20 discount or a free mow of your lawn. And we would really appreciate if you could spread the word. So that can be something that's easily implemented and just given out to your customers. And I bet it would bring in even more customers. And then you could use that same referral program with them as well.
Yeah, and of course, you could just have a simple leaflet and write a code on, write their name on, and say, pass these on to your friends. I remember, I can't think who it was, someone who did, were they a painter or something? And they went and hung those door handle things on, I think it's two or three doors either side of the one they've done, and said, hey, we've just done all the painting for Mrs. So-and-so. Nice. Go ask her what you think. We'd love to offer the same thing to you. And that's actually not rewarding her at all. That's still kind of using a referral thing with and apparently that works. So that's another one. But this can work for everyone. And the secret is the secret is to obviously have a solid business, a product or a service that people will like. But by concentrating on your top customers, because they use you because they like it. We just talked about landscapers. The only reason you have a landscaper in week after week or month after month is because they do a good job. There's plenty of landscapers. So why on earth would they not want to recommend? I mean, when you sit down at a dinner party and someone says, anyone recommend a good restaurant? You know, I've never been at a place where everyone says, nope. No idea. Yeah. No idea. Never been to one. Not everybody wants to sound like an expert, don't they? If you can get into the mind of people when they're actually referring, they're kind of sounding like a smarty pants. You know, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know where to get that. And it taps into emotion, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And I mean, just someone else hearing about it from someone they know, it makes such a huge impact too, because while, let's say, myself or you as business owners, we may be able to talk more about the intricacies of how everything works, if you can just hear from your friend that they've had a great experience and, you know, they would 100% recommend it, that's going to make them feel a lot more trust than even just having a phone call, let's say, with myself. So that word of mouth and that ability to build trust through your loyal customers is such a huge aspect.
And one of the more famous ones, of course, is Apple. I mean, everyone knows that it's funny. I did a speech at an e-commerce thing in, I think it was in Orlando, funnily enough. But I put my hand up. This was a year or two ago. And I said, who here is going to be buying the Apple, the iPhone 7? And half the audience put their hand up. And I pointed out to him, I said, there is no iPhone 7. They've not even, it's at the point, there was none. There had not been one announced or anything. And I said, so you're already planning on buying something that doesn't even exist. Imagine if you could have your customers thinking like Apple customers. So this can work. And obviously Apple, you know, doesn't sound to relate, but it can work for anything. I love this. Of all your marketing programs, is this your most successful? Is this the top one?
Yeah, it's definitely one of our top ones. And like I said, it just feeds into the word of mouth referrals, because our top customers really enjoy how we're doing things and they like working with us, and they would probably refer people otherwise. But when you give them that little incentive and you can show that you're appreciating what they're doing, it just makes them go the extra mile even more. So this has definitely been one of our top marketing initiatives.
Actually, just as a final thing, can you just cover that point? Some people say, but what, I'm giving money away. I'm paying people. When what if that person was going to buy offers anyway? So the accountants, I know my finance manager would always say, why are we paying commission? What if they were going to become customers anyway? Why are we giving people a discount off their next order? What if they were going to buy something anyway? Can you just cover how that?
Yeah, for sure. So for the accountants, when you're setting up those basics, you definitely want to make sure that it makes sense financially, right? You don't want to be setting up a referral program where you're just setting yourself up to lose money every time. But I personally think that making that investment into your clients and even other people that see what you're doing and want to refer it out to others, by investing that small amount to give them some more incentive to, you know, maybe create a blog post and write about you and refer it to their friends, it gives them that little extra incentive to take it to the next level, rather than just saying, ooh, you know, maybe I'll refer this to one friend. But when there's a referral program in place, they refer it to that one friend, they see that they make a little bit of money, it excites them and it motivates them to go out to others and start to do the same, and it just becomes a ripple effect. So I think that's kind of what you're investing in, is trying to create that ripple effect of word of mouth marketing.
Wonderful. Now, as we come to the end here, Connor, our listeners are bound to want to know more about this and about you and about FreeUp. Maybe they want to join in on your referral program as well as setting up their own. So where can they find you?
Yeah, of course. So you can check out more about FreeUp at freeup.com. It's FreeUp.com. So that's with three E's. You can learn more about me at my own website, ConnorGillivan.com. I'm sure that will be in the show notes. And I've also written my own book, which is called Free Up Your Business, 50 Secrets to Bootstrap $1 Million Companies. And you can find that on Amazon or the freeup.com website. So I would love to hear from any listeners today, and I'm happy to answer any questions for people who may be looking to start their own referral program.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, and we will, in our world-famous show notes, we will have all of that in there for you. But, Connor, you just covered one of my favorite ways to build revenue, which is via referrals from happy clients. And in actual fact, by coincidence, my new business, which starts in July, will be built almost entirely on the referral method. And I will be explaining to people how that works once we get a customer, once it works. But and by coincidence, just today, I'm actually running a free live training webinar later today. So sorry for anyone who's listened to this after. But it's actually at 7 p.m. UK time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you just go to the marketingforowners.com website, you should see a sign up at the bottom of each page. And when you go to the exit, there'll be an exit pop-up or something like that. But your advice is very timely. And I'll just to mention, our referrals is just other ways of getting referrals. This is not your method, so this just adds to it. But your advice is just extremely timely because it all adds together. And the more people can, after what I would say, after making all that effort to get a customer, all you have to do is keep them happy, and happy customers will tell other people about you. And if you can reward them, as you've just suggested, in a simple way, they're more likely to actually put some effort into doing it. And so I think absolute no-brainer. That's wonderful advice. But we have taken up a lot of your time, so we better let you get back to work and go count the cash for all those referrers bringing in. So we're going to have to bid you cheerio for now, but do hope to have you back here soon at marketingforowners.com.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on today, John. I appreciate it.